A government-appointed review says maternity services in England are not set up to deliver consistently safe, high-quality and compassionate care. Ministers have accepted the report's main recommendation, the appointment of a national maternity and neonatal commissioner to hold hospitals to account. There'll also be a comprehensive plan to improve care by the end of the year. Here's our social affairs correspondent, Michael Buchanan.
The review chaired by Baroness Amos found that a refusal to listen to women lay at the heart of many of the problems. A maternity commissioner would, says the report, have a relentless focus on improving care and would be accountable to Parliament, not the government. So wants maternity triage to be immediately overhauled, with midwives dedicated to answering calls and women given face-to-face appointments if they have ongoing concerns. The report has had a mixed response from harmed families. Some still want a public inquiry.
The long-awaited defence investment plan will be outlined by the Prime Minister. It was due last year but was held up by wrangling within government money. The settlement agreed led to the resignation of John Healey as Defence Secretary earlier this month. The package includes £5 billion to ramp up production of drones. Asylum seekers will be made to pay back some of the cost of their accommodation under government plans. The monthly payments will form part of the Immigration and Asylum Bill and will apply to those who are granted refugee status, which allows them the right to work in the UK. They won't become eligible for settlement until they've paid the full amount. Our senior UK correspondent Seema Kotecha reports.
Under the proposed law, migrants working and earning a specific amount will be expected to pay a total sum of around £10,000. The amount they will need to earn before making the payment is yet to be determined. The Home Secretary, Shabana Mahmood, will have the power to adjust the charge and the thresholds. According to the government, £4 billion was spent on supporting asylum seekers last year. But some are questioning whether ministers will be able to raise significant funds from these plans when the job prospects for refugees are said to be currently quite poor.
BBC News has been told that Andy Burnham will live and work in Greater Manchester for part of the week if he becomes Prime Minister next month, as expected. It's understood he'll shuttle between there and Downing Street. Here's our political correspondent, Jack Fenwick.
Past prime ministers, including Sir Tony Blair and Gordon Brown, have spent some time away from London in their constituencies, but those around Mr. Burnham say his arrangements would be different to the norm. His time in the North West was a formal arrangement, and it's not yet been decided which of the two would be his main home. If he chose Greater Manchester, he would be the first prime minister since Harold Wilson in 1976 not to reside primarily in Downing Street.
Shetland Islands Council is expected to approve plans this morning for a network of undersea tunnels. They'd connect Yal and Unst to Shetland's main island. The tunnels could be in place within 8 years. A feasibility study claims the project will be cheaper in the long run than building and maintaining new ferries and harbours. In football, Germany have been knocked out of the World Cup by Paraguay, losing on penalties at the tournament for the first time. The last 32 tie in Boston had ended 1-1 after extra time. Paraguay won the shootout 4-3 and will go on to face either France or Sweden in the last 16. The former German international, Thomas Hitzberger, says there will be an inquest about what went wrong.
Something funny, it's the way they approach games, and we're not going to be like France going forward, but I think the mentality of Argentina, I've watched them many times, at least having that spirit, because that's what you all thought, you know, Germany going into a tournament, they could be favourites, and I said, no, I've watched them often enough, and today we saw that again. We need that grit, that desire to really be hard to beat.
The Netherlands have also been knocked out. They were beaten 3-2 on penalties by Morocco. One of the biggest names in tennis, Serena Williams, returns to Wimbledon later for the first time in 4 years. She made a comeback to competitive action earlier this month, age 44. Williams, who has 23 Grand Slams, is scheduled to play the 20-year-old Australian Maya Joint in the first round on centre court.